And it is this time of the morning that we welcome our regular guests from the YMCA. And this morning it is Jackie Taylor. And with Jackie this morning, Gabby Fisher. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. How's your Monday morning been?
Not too bad so far.
Last week you had a few issues with, was that last week or the,
no,
week,
the
before?
Week before?
The week before,
yeah.
All sorted?
The car's all sorted, yep. Got it all figured out.
Good. Now, question, have you started your Christmas shopping? Was that a nervous laugh?
That was a very nervous laugh. A little.
Okay.
A couple of online things.
Yeah, that's the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's a bit late now to be doing too much more. Mm-hmm. I did think on the weekend I should have done a whole lot more online.
Amazon. Have you tried Amazon yet?
No, but I've heard a few people say that it's not as good as...
I heard the same thing.
Supposed to be, but yeah.
I heard the same thing. Now, Jackie, you brought someone with you today.
Who have
you got with you?
I've brought Gabby with me today. She's been working with us for a couple of years at KCARC, and she's got a great story to tell about her journey through. So, yeah, brought her along to have a chat.
Jackie, good morning. Oh, sorry. What day is it?
The right
it's Monday.
Today.
Gabby, good morning to you. Sorry, Gabby.
That's okay.
How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Now, you've worked for the YMCA for how long?
For almost 2 years. The start of next year will be 2 years.
Wow. And you've got a story. Let's hear your story.
All righty. So my big brother, Josh, worked at KCARC before I did, and then he roped me into come on down. So I started as a timid little swim teacher, and now six roles later, I've been at ARC for 2 years. So I'm working as a swimming teacher, teacher in charge, lifeguard, customer service officer, membership advisor, and now I'm in charge of merchandise as well.
Wow. How does that work?
I'm a pretty busy gal, but yeah. I managed to get it all done.
Unbelievable. So you started off as a swimming teacher. That was
Correct.
Your first role. So were you a qualified swimming teacher?
Yeah. So I got my qualification over the summer break, and then I started doing my hours in January 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, from there I became a teacher in charge and then just worked my way up.
What's your favourite? Am I allowed to ask you that?
Ouch.
Well, because Jackie's here and she's all about the aquatic, I think I'm going to have to say swimming teacher.
That's where she started, so it'll
right.
always be
yeah.
her favourite.
Okay. Always old favourite.
Other than
sure.
swim teaching, do you have another favourite?
Ooh, I'm really enjoying doing membership advising at the moment.
Okay, so what does that job actually entail? What do you do?
So I work as a part of the reception, and then if there's people that come through the door that are interested in signing up for a membership, then I help them out and ask them a bit more about what they're after and tour them around the centre and then hopefully get them signed up.
So you're based at ARC, is that correct?
That's correct,
and you
yes.
do a whole bunch of different shifts there?
Yes.
I might see you one morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a bit scary.
Are you early morning?
I am 5:30 a.m. Tuesday to Friday. I am
wow.
every single morning. The only reason
Very
I'm not
impressive.
There this morning is because I'm sitting my chunky little backside in this little chair right here, right now. So next time I come past and see you all, say hi.
Give me a high five.
I
absolutely.
Will absolutely give you a high five. So how did you actually, I suppose, move into other roles from being a swimming teacher?
Well, I started as a swimming teacher and then it kind of just naturally progressed into becoming a teacher. In charge just because I wanted to do something a little bit different, and then I started as a teacher in charge about a year ago, and then I kind of just felt like trying a few different roles as well, so then I became a lifeguard quite recently, and then yeah, the other reception roles came recently as well.
So as a young person and people that are thinking that, you know, that they might maybe, this may be the industry for them, what would you say to someone that's maybe thinking about it?
I'd say that it's absolutely worth giving it a crack because you start at the, well, I say at the bottom when it's a swimming teacher role, but it's not necessarily at the bottom. It's just a really good sense of community, and I've made some friends that I'll hopefully keep for life, and it's a really good atmosphere and a really good job to start out with for sure.
Jackie, where did you start when you started with the Y?
As a swim teacher.
There you go. And what's your role now? You're like the big head honcho.
Hi, Barry. I'm aquatics manager now, so
okay.
yeah, but you can kind of go wherever you want. So Gabby's been going to uni as well and doing
film and television.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. So she's worked her roles around her uni hours, so it's flexible enough to do that. So you can kind of come in. I was a mum when I started, so I worked it around my kids, and we've got the childcare there. So I used to drop my kids in the childcare
That's
and then teach
handy.
And then go and pick them up and have a swim or whatever. So it's the roles are really flexible around anyone. Like we open, as you said, at 5:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So,
and I will say your staff are so happy at 5:30 in the morning. It's so good though for someone that doesn't want to be there, and that's me.
They do want to be there. They like being there.
They love being there. I do not.
A lot of people put their hand up for the early shift so they can work and do a full day and be gone just after lunch.
Yeah, so happy to be there. And that's one of the greatest things about being there is just going, okay, it's not so bad.
Yeah, once you're in the door, it's really good.
It's really, really, really good.
And then we don't close till 10 o'clock. So pretty much we need people obviously there all day, every day, weekends as well. So it's we have... all sorts of people, uni kids, people actually do it. Well, Gabby's doing it as a nearly full-time job at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know why with six positions.
She's doing a great job to juggle them all.
Thank you.
Just incredible. So what's coming up over the summer? Anything exciting that you've got planned?
We've just got our new Whippet up and running. We had it for the Bunjil opening.
Now, can you just explain what the Whippet, is?
Yeah. It's a giant inflatable It's kind of modular, I guess, and it all joins together. Gabby was lucky enough to test it out for us, so she's had a go. I haven't been brave enough yet.
It was a lot of fun.
Was it fun?
It was so much fun. It was honestly very exhausting. So, I had one lap and I was like...
good for fitness, but kind of set it up. It looks like something, I suppose, explain to our listeners what it is, because it looks like something out of that show. What was that show called where they do all the obstacles and things like that?
Oh, Wipeout.
Yes.
Like, it's honestly like our own little mini Wipeout, isn't it?
It's a circle. It makes into a circle. Okay. So you can run around and around and around and around, and there's some wobbly, I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, there's just a little obstacles. There's like these floating discs that you have to try and run across, or you can climb across something, and there's like, kind of like a wall that you have to try and get around and wrestle yourself around. It's pretty difficult, but it's a lot of fun.
So you've done that already?
Yeah.
Gabby was a tester. She was one of the first ones on, so they were all pretty excited
someone
to get on
to
it.
Be the tester.
Someone had to do it. I thought I may as well.
Do you add that as another job? Is that job number 7?
Whippet tester.
So that'll be happening over
we've got that on a lot over the summer. Yeah. We actually sat down and finished our calendar for January between ARC and race, and Doveton's open now as well, so they'll have a calendar dependent on weather.
Yep.
But both centres will have something on every single day, so keep an eye out on Facebook and the website. So the Whippet will be up a lot, but we're going to have a few things that we haven't tried before, pop-up sort of things, that just a one-off to see how they go over the summer. Race will obviously have their slides going. Doveton's open and they've got their big water slide going for free this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really good. So you had to pay previously.
Yep.
But that will be free. So Wednesday, I think they'll be open if it's did you say
29, I believe, on Wednesday we're looking at the moment.
Oh,
yeah.
It's got to be over 30 to open at Doveton's.
36 on Wednesday.
There you go.
Open up the gates. 36 degrees on
there
Wednesday.
You go.
Yeah.
Get down to Doveton and have a look at it. It's all looking bright and sparkly and clean. And it's obviously an outdoor pool. It's great to hang around and take the family down and I think they'll be open till 7, I think, is the new hours. I should have checked that out.
You guys, that's okay. You guys are really good with your social media and you normally keep everybody up to date. So you've got the two pages that I'm following are your Casey ARC page and your Casey Race page.
Yep.
And they keep, it's all the time there is updates on there. So, you just got to head over and find out.
Yeah, we have to fight
on.
Each other for space.
Is that what you do? Is that what happens?
I ring and say, can I put this up today? And someone's like, no, I'm already putting this up. Oh, okay.
That's funny. So, for young people who are looking for work, do you have positions advertised at the moment?
We always are looking for swim teachers. The lifeguards at all three pools are pretty much constantly looking. So anytime that we've put a link up on our website for swim teachers now, so you just can even inquire through the website, but we're always, always looking. Lifeguards is pretty constant. We, especially over the summer, we are always looking for lifeguards. The YMCA Victoria has a employment page, so head to our website and we've got a link to the YMCA Victoria with all the YMCA jobs across Victoria.
So, Gabby, when you were applying for a job at YMCA and you became a swimming teacher, did you have experience prior to that?
Absolutely none. So I honestly had a little bit of a fear of children before I started swim teaching, and it's strange that it's had the opposite effect rather than becoming more scared of children. I actually, really enjoy working with kids now. So that's like the first exposure that I've had to working with kids, and it's just been an absolute blast. class.
So what was the actual process for you to apply as a young person, applying for a job as a swimming teacher, something you had no experience in whatsoever? What was that process?
Yeah, so I had to look online and find a course in my area. It was a two-day course, 9 to 5, and you basically just get that qualification. And then from there, you can go and do hours learning how to be a swim teacher at a local centre, and mm-hmm. mine was KCARC. Mm-hmm. And then I did about 20 or 30 swim teaching hour shadow shifts. Mm-hmm. And then from there I went for an interview and then got the job from there.
Fantastic. So something that you've never done before, because people are probably listening going, well, I can't apply for a job like that because I haven't got that qualification. So you can go and inquire.
Exactly right.
It's a weekend course.
It's just 2 days. That's it.
Just 2 days. And then you would probably want to have a look at, if you're going to do, well, everyone has to do some hours, mm-hmm. have a look around and think about what's close and where you want to do, where you actually want to work, because it's a great, we treat it, our trainees, as a big long interview process. So
okay.
It's great if they do a great job on their doing their hours. We're really keen to get them on, and we do it as smoothly as possible. Gabby will say, we were saying, okay, now put your resume in. Yeah. Okay, now once you've got your resume in, we'll get you in for an interview, and it's step by step. And we get to know people yeah. during those hours as well. So it's really good. It only takes one or two shifts before our crews pick up the trainee and put them under their wing, and off they go. So, yeah,
what exactly. are the kids like, Gabby, when you're teaching them? I mean, you know, obviously you're going from babies up until adults, but like, what are the younger, you know, the fun ones? What are they like?
They're absolutely great. There's a shift on a Tuesday night that I've had since I started, so a 4 to 7 on a Tuesday night that I've had for 2 years now, and you just build mm-hmm. a bond with the kids that you've had since the start. So I've had kids from Octopus, the youngest level, come through with me all the way through to their higher levels, and it's just a really rewarding experience.
Wow. And what about kids that are really apprehensive? Like, what's your angle with them if they don't want to get in the water?
It's just about building a relationship with them and building that trust, because if they can't trust you, then obviously they're not going to want to get in the water, and you just have to have that gradual progression with them, just getting their toes in to start with and then building your way up, and then just, yeah, trying to get them a bit more comfortable.
What's your highlight of working for the YMCA in the last couple of years? What's been the best thing for you?
I think it's probably the main one at the moment would be the friends that I've made, because the relationships that I've got at the moment are just friends that I get along with super easily and hang out with outside of work as well. So that's been a really fun part.
Makes it all worth it, doesn't it? To go to work and to actually enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, it really does.
And can I say, Gabby came in, her older brother who was working with us was trying to get her to come and teach, and she was terrified.
Okay.
She was absolutely terrified. She was the most timid little thing when she came in, and we'd ring her and say, Are you going to come in today? Oh, no, I don't think so. And we had to drag her in to get her hours done, and it was nice because her brother was there. But
okay.
the team is really supportive. And then we'd say, okay, you're ready to be assessed and see if you're ready to teach? No, not this week. Not this week.
I'm someone that's a little bit nervous, kind of under pressure, and then...
That's normal, though.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I got there in the end, but it was a bit of a process to try and get that assessment done to see whether I was ready to teach or not. But yeah, Mama Jack was there for me.
Mama so. Jack. Now, that's your name on the street down there, isn't it?
It honestly
that's
is.
What I've heard.
I've tried to coin it down there. It's me and a couple of others at the moment call her Mama Jack, but yeah.
Gabby's mum's also called Jackie. So.
Okay.
So she had to distinguish between the both of us.
Kind of works. That's your name on the street down at ARC. Now, Jackie, next week, the 19th of December, Barry will be in the studio. It is my last show of the year, and we will be giving away, thanks to YMCA, a 1 year, a 12-month membership valued at about $1,000.
Amazing.
Amazing.
It'd be crazy not to enter.
It is that simple to enter. You just got to go to Breakfast with Cindy Facebook page. It's pinned right to the top. Just put your hand up in the comments. That is that simple. All we're going to do next week is draw out a name, and that person is going to win. I really hope
they can come and work out with you every morning at 5:30.
I tell you, I'm not the friendliest person, but by all means, please do so. It'd be just lovely.
Just a little wave.
just a hi, hello. I just want to get in there, get it done, and get out. But and that's why, you know, I go at that time of the morning because it's great. I love it. You guys are going to offer a 12-month membership. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to offer that next Monday morning. Will be the last show of the year. Thank you so much for such an amazing prize. It also goes
across the three centres, so Endeavour Hills, Race and Arcs. Yep. So you can live close to any of them, and don't think that it's just at one centre and you can only go to one. So you can pop into any of our memberships if you... If you become a member, you can go across the three centres. So, yeah, join up and you can get the best of three worlds.
Such a great organisation. I'm loving working out. I will just say that. I'm pretending I'm not, but I actually secretly am having a great time. Ladies, thank you so much for your time this morning. Gabby, nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you as well.
And
thank you
for sharing your journey. Jackie, I don't know if you'll be in next week. If I don't see you, have an amazing Christmas.
I will. Thank you very much.
Get that shopping done, won't you?
Oh, you're making me nervous.
Yeah, I know. It is Breakfast with Cindy.